10. The testimony of two prophecy is of no private interpretation, but there will be new truths that are recognized by God's students of prophecy. The new truths will never contradict old truths, and they will be established when they are identified at least two times within God's word. Established by God. And for that, the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Genesis 41:32. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. John 8:17. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. 2 Corinthians 13:1. At the mouth of two witnesses, at the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses, shall he that is worthy of death be put to death, but at the mouth of one witness he shall not be put to death. Deuteronomy 17:6. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, in any sin that he sinneth. At the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established. Deuteronomy 19:15. A statute of judgment. So these things shall be for a statute of judgment unto you throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Whoso killeth any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses. But one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die. Numbers 35:29-30. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Hebrews 10:28. Against an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. 1 Timothy 5:19. Every word may be established, but if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. Matthew 18:16. My witness is not true. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. John 5:31-32.